35% engineering. And you can only get to a higher confidence number on the estimates when you do that. And then you'll have more confidence in the estimates. These are low confidence estimates all around.
So what, given that, what harm is there in carrying a enhanced burnside alternative to a 35% confidence level as well?
It's
going to be harder to turn back for 35% down one way. The train literally has already left the station.
I'd respectfully disagree with you, Commissioner Saltzman, that the enhanced alternative was we're winging it. We looked at 11, 12 different variations and options, and when we got down to the final two, we did extensive research on the final two. So I wouldn't agree with you that we were winging it. The only harm in moving forward two options is, I think, a matter of cost.
$2.6 million.
And Bill, I'm not an expert. So why don't we have someone who knows better? Bill, why don't you come forward and talk about, speak to the, what if we move forward with two options instead of one?
I would just suggest that Bill Hoffman, Office of Transportation. It would be very difficult to do. It would not be impossible to do. It would be difficult to do. Keep in mind that the enhanced existing has had no public process so far. It's really being proposed as an alternative to a project that is a huge amount of public process. So the first thing which would need to happen with the enhanced existing is really to take it out and see if it meets the goals and the objectives of the wider community. That's a process that the couple has been through. Enhanced existing hasn't. That was it's at least a year process. It could very well be more if there's controversy. In the process of that, what we call the enhanced existing will probably morph into something else. So it's not going to be static as it moves to that process. The next step is, and this is a step that once again the couple of proposal went through, is what we call technical refinements. I mean, as you know, it's very difficult to go right into engineering with a concept plan. There's particularly for a plan as complex as Burnside will be. So there's need for additional sort of pre-engineering work once you have the concept nailed down. In effect, it would be very difficult to run the two processes in parallel because the coupler process is considerably advanced than the enhanced existing is or could be. So,
Given the relative newness of the streetcar proposal to this whole thing,
streetcar
didn't take a year from the genesis of the streetcar idea for this couplet to be where we are today.
The issues involved with the streetcar. Once you've established the basic parameters of the right of way, are fairly straightforward. I mean, it's quite a bit different than the issues involved that would be involved with the enhanced existing, which are going to really the points where there will be a lot of community discussion will have to do with capacity diversion into neighborhoods of vehicles, left-hand turns, the trade-offs between keeping traffic moving and making pedestrian improvements. The suggestion that we hadn't looked at that, frankly, isn't correct. That was an alternative that was looked at in between 2000 and 2002 in the original planning process. It was looked at and was dismissed, and primarily because of the one. Even at best, it did not address the essential needs that had been identified by the neighborhoods. But secondly, there were the closer you got to meeting those needs, the more impacts were developing. So it has been looked at. I say all this not to say we couldn't look at it again, just to say that it's not as simple as moving it forward in tandem with the PE for the couplet, only because there's been so much work done previously on the couplet.
I guess the only other, I mean, I'll stop after this point because I don't sense anybody else is even interested, but maybe. But getting back to the financial ability to pay for this all, right now, notwithstanding the federal money, the Central East Side urban renewal area is, I don't think we have the money in the foreseeable future to get to paying our share of the East Side Loop. And, we have to figure that out pretty quickly, apparently, to get this federal starts. you know, we've had a lot of discussion, the PDC, ourselves, as a council, what is the future of the River District? What is the future of the South Park Bluffs urban renewal area? And I guess one of the things that I'm, you know, concerned about is that the situation where we're on the Central East Side right now, where the streetcar is looking to take probably the lion's share, although we're going to do at least 30% for affordable housing. But there's a lot of other competing priorities that may fall by the wayside that are good things, too. And I guess my concern is, without knowing kind of what we're doing on the west side of the river with respect to the future of those urban renewal areas, what are the competing priorities, whether it's housing, retail development, other infrastructure work? Again, you know, are we going to get to find ourselves in a situation where the streetcar is the driving investment force, and you know, those other things aren't allowed to be considered by the PDC or
by the council? I gotcha. The discussion about streetcar in the Central East Side, I'm happy to have that discussion with you. That does not compete for the work that we have underway right now. The resources that we're trying to get from the Central East Side does not compete for resources that could go to this particular project.
Oh, no, I understand.
To have a discussion with you about what we're aiming for and the status of those asks. We have a lot of support, as you heard today, from the community that's already been identified. So I'm happy to go through that. And
I realize they're not competing for the same resources. It's the same dynamic where the streetcar is becoming sort of the focus of the Central East Side urban renewal area. And the same thing could happen, I think, on the future of the River District and South Park Blocks, is that, again, streetcar becomes the driving focus, driven by federal deadlines, and suddenly we're always looking to find the money to do streetcar, light rail, and we're not doing maybe, you know, not meeting our housing shares, 30% housing, things like that. Especially if they're not generating the tax increment. We're banking on sort of the Burnside Bridgehead project to pay for everything in the Central East Side.
And that's a different project.
No, I'm just saying this, the dynamic. I'm not saying they're similar.
To move this project forward, it will be part of the discussion. I intend to make it part of the discussion about the creation of a new urban renewal district. We also going to have a discussion about the future of the River District in terms of either extending the maximum deadness or extending the amount of time that it's created. I mean, there are a number of conversations underway to address these issues. This is a discussion about what to send into preliminary engineering, and I think it's appropriate to have this discussion now about potential funding sources. The next year, or between now and when the preliminary engineering is completed, I have to return to you, as do other people in the room, with a convincing plan that this is financially doable. And if it's not, then we'll have to have that, you know, that discussion then.
But I think it's important to also have this discussion, understanding there are some major changes that are about to begin occurring in Old Town. And the NATO family is just ramping up, I think, to do some really phenomenal major work on multiple blocks, multiple properties that will do what we usually try to have happen with public dollars. I mean, they're investing their dollars, private dollars, that I think will begin creating some of the demand in that neighborhood that doesn't exist now because of its condition. And we heard tonight from somebody from, I think it was the U.S. Bank Tower, that 2% of their employees will cross the street. I'm not surprised. I mean, it isn't so much the condition of the neighborhood as it is, I think, a feeling of it not being safe crossing the street. So I guess I agree with those who have articulated this evening and up to this evening that we're kind of at a crossroads here in the future development of, you know, not so much the Pearl and even east of 405, but Old Town, Chinatown. And it's an issue that we're going to have to spend some time on in terms of where we want to draw the urban renewal lines around there. But I see us making this decision now in a very complementary way with what I also see is happening in the private sector to that area. And I think that we need to kind of have some faith that the dollars that are going to be needed to pay for some of this stuff will be created as the new redevelopment occurs in Old Town Chinatown. I think that it will.
And frankly, in some ways, just to be really blunt, there's more redevelopment opportunity and land being held by developers who are ready to go on this corridor than there are on the two other streetcar corridors we're looking at. And that's, maybe I shouldn't say that, but that's the truth. And one of the benefits regarding the Central East Side is that right now all the eggs for increment growth in the Central East Side, not all, but an undue expectation on the Central East Side is that the Bridgehead project will go. And I hope it goes, and they're working hard at it. What the streetcar does is it diversifies the opportunity for income growth in the Central East Side. You've heard before in other testimony before this council that that redevelopment adjacent to the streetcar corridors is three times what it is three blocks further away. So this is development-oriented transit as opposed to transit-oriented development. And it's pretty profound in the success that we've had, and I don't think we want to ignore that. Commissioner Stinn, I've got a suggestion to move forward your language on page 2. The first, now therefore be it resolved, the third line, it says, for westerly traffic, so it reads, alternative report, so you're amending what, we'd be amending what my report is attached to say, for westerly traffic from 2nd, Northwest 2nd Avenue to Northwest and change 19th to 15th. Turning Burnside into a one-way street for easterly traffic from 15th to 2nd, changing the 19th to 15th, and adding a streetcar line from 24th to 2nd with options for the streetcar on either Cooch or Burnside between 15th and 19th. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that's what I would move that language.
On either Cooch or Burnside?
Right.
Second.
Just as a point of information, I'm intrigued by the idea of at least exploring the enhanced Burnside option. What I heard Bill say is that there has not been public process, but my understanding, this is preliminary engineering and has nothing to do with public process. Is that right?
Yeah, Bill, I think if you could maybe give a short answer on cost. What, again, this is really low in the basement estimate, confidence estimate on the cost of doing in tandem the preliminary engineering for enhanced existing. We've got a $2.6 million budget for preliminary engineering on the couplet. How much more do you think we would need for doing a tandem preliminary engineering on enhanced existing?
I would suggest that probably we would not do preliminary engineering on the enhanced existing. I just think it's not the next step. The next step is really to do almost project development on the enhanced. And I think that that's a $300,000-$400,000 task, and it involves public process. It involves doing analysis. The thing to remember, when you go into preliminary engineering, you're actually engineering. You have surveyed. We don't have anywhere near the information we would need to start a survey.
You have design surveys. We have, for the couplet. So yeah. If you were to do the design surveys and then the preliminary engineering as a single sort of price tag, magnitude of
I think that would add at least $500,000 on to the project.
So $500,000 to do design development and preliminary engineering.
I'm saying that we're suggesting that to do the engineering on the couplet is about 2.6. Let's assume that the cost estimate for enhanced existing was not that different from the cost estimate for the couplet. So I would suggest conservatively that it would be $2.6 million to do the 35% PE on the enhanced existing.
Plus
additional, and I would, once again, to be conservative, another $500,000 to do the project development work that would get us to a point where we could do the engineering. So we're looking at $3.1 million. Now,
as opposed to 2.6,
in addition to the 2.6, if we were to do both of them,
3.1 million in addition to 2.6.
Yes,
you're talking about
If we were to do both alternatives.
A single street would require more than one street.
Well, you know, the cost, we base our estimates on, once again, these are estimates. We haven't received bids from consultants, but we base our estimates on preliminary engineering as a, we derive that from the cost of the project. And I'm not looking at my notes right now, but the couplet was $41 million, I believe the enhanced existing was $37 million. So they're, in terms of cost, they're fairly similar. A lot of that is that much of the cost of Burnside is the same, whether you're doing the enhanced or the couplet. In addition to that, there's some rather expensive components around 405 that the enhanced existing have is driving the cost up. So that's why the engineering costs are going to be somewhat comparable.
Is there any harm from a ability to do that, to carry both alternatives forward?
There's a cost.
But given my concern about if you get too far down the road on one that you don't go back to the other, I mean, is there, from a policy point of view,
There's no harm in doing it. There's quite a bit of difficulty in doing it, but there's certainly no harm in doing it.
Because I guess I hearken back to the Planning Commission's, you know, pretty strong recommendation that we look at that too, and that.
But still, I mean, I'm certainly one that appreciates having alternatives when we're trying to grapple with which direction to take. But I think that the effectiveness of the streetcar in creating development has been proven. And as I said, I think that we're on the verge of a development spurt in Old Town, not unsimilar to what happened in the Pearl 10 years ago. And I think, just speaking for myself, it's important for us to send a message that we know what the plan is. We are going to get behind a plan, whatever that is, so that those that are investing, you know, tens of millions of dollars in the development of Old Town can count on what it is that we're promising to develop. I mean, I think it adds certainty, and one thing I've learned at the Bureau of Development Services, over nothing else, is developers and those that build for a living want certainty more than anything else. They'll actually pay extra in permits if they can achieve certainty from that. And I think what we're toying with here is somehow sending uncertainty into what should be a very creative future for Old Town Chinatown. And I think that this wordsmithing that I'm kind of watching occurring between Commissioner Sten and Commissioner Adams gets to that.
I appreciate your point, but I also go back to what David Gold said, that Art DeMuro said, Old Town Chinatown's been on the verge of greatness for the last 20 years. The NATO family is going ahead with their projects. Yeah. You know, David Gold has bought a lot of property down there. Regardless, I mean, without knowing necessarily what's happening on the one.
But Commissioner Salzman, U of O is as we sit here, is redeveloping a major part of downtown in
saying
Old Town.
Saying that people bought on the con is not accurate. This council passed as a matter of policy 5 years ago that we were going to do a couplet.
Right.
So anybody who bought had a right to assume that was going to happen. They took all the risks that anybody would take, and anybody who bought in the Henry bought knowing that they may not have known, but knowing that was adopted city policy. So, you know, and I haven't heard a single developer who's made a play in the last 5 years argue against the couplet. So, you know, I think that the interest in Old Town, to me, that's why I want to do some more work. I would rather focus our work in on how do you make the streetcar work so the character of Cooch, albeit with some more traffic, doesn't get destroyed. I mean, that would be my preferred approach. If we were going to try and hold back an option, I would argue much more for, which I'm not sure, I'd have to talk some more about it. I think it's for more of the design kind of study work of $500,000 or something, that would be sort of the something we would have to get people thinking if in case we can't fund or don't want to fund. I mean, because
the
place where I'm not going to get traumatized is to come back and say, okay, whoops, it's $160 million. It's not $80 million, you know. We passed it. Let's keep going. I mean, that's the place where I think That was a decision point on the tram. I mean, I'm not going to get into why somebody gave us a lowball figure. What I am getting into is that we set up a path that we were going to have to do it because of the way we signed the agreement with the developers in OHSU, no matter what happened. And so that's what I'm looking for in terms of an off-ramp, is that if the price isn't realistic, if those things start to happen, then we get off and off of the particular path.
Yeah, I think that's what I don't want to do here is affirm somehow this perception that the tram costs was the responsibility of us. It was OHSU and a number of folks who lobbied to have a separate entity created, and they knew a lot more than what we were told at the time. This is not that kind of a proposition, in my view. I mean, this is truly a proposition that the PDOT folks and the commissioner in charge and the council is completely responsible for, as opposed to the tram, which was not. I mean, I think that's an unfair comparison.
Well, I'm not trying to get into the who's and whys. I'm just saying, from a pure cost point of view, I think there's no debate. It went from $15 million to $57 million. And that's the dynamic that concerns me, is that a streetcar project goes from, or the whole Burnside Coach and streetcar goes from $80 million to $160 million, and then what do we do if we want an off-ramp, as Commissioner Stem said?
Yeah.
That's why if there's maybe $500,000 we can invest in some sort of further bringing along the enhanced Burnside, I guess I could support
that.
Well,
but I have to go back to Commissioner Sten's sentiment. I mean, I remember the Burnside-Cooch couplet debate more than most issues since I've come here, because it was the very first hearing I was at that was a hearing. And so I think it's unfair for us at this point to shift directions after we have sent a pretty clear message where we're
headed. What's changed, which is totally fair, I'm not critical of anybody that's on the different sides, it's all rational, is that I was shocked at the hearing 5 years ago at how much support there was for this bold of an idea.
Yeah.
There was a lot of thinking put into it and how it tied into the east side. And that was a big key that's been lost. I mean, it was also part about getting the east side to work. There's nobody who argues that anything on the east side is working right across the bridge. And so that was what surprised me. What's happened since then is a lot of people have moved into Cooch.
Right.
And that's an absolutely legitimate position to take. And then we've tried to move it up past 15. So I keep going back to, we need to do some more work with the new interests that weren't part of the other thing to see if we can get there. I mean, I would certainly be supportive of spending the money to have some of the concepts ready on Burnside. And then if we decided not to move forward on the couplet, we could go back and start engineering on those. I would not want to sort of send a deal that, for me personally, that I want to keep debating this.
But isn't that what you do if you send a message that you're going to spend money to look at other options, embolden those that want the other options in the first place? I mean,
I'm also trying to send a message to the streetcar crew that this isn't an unlimited checkbook, and that we're not going to be in a position that we don't have another option. I mean, it's two different messages. I'm saying I like this if we can make it work. I like it if it fits into the central city plan. I think it can be made there. I think it needs some more design work. I won't repeat myself.
So, but you've concluded that the couplet now without the streetcar doesn't work.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I don't. I mean, that's where I've changed from 2002, is that I think that the couplet, as we voted in 02, it will do too much damage to Cooch, and I think the streetcar can be done, is a way to sort of build the urban environment in a different way than we had envisioned.
So is the issue for you the cost of the streetcar, getting some firm ideas of the cost and then the financing mechanism?
It's firm cost, and it's actually, I'm not going to, in supporting it, sort of concede ahead of time, although I'm not going to support something for those on that side that I don't intend to work to get done. But I'm not going to say I'm voting to do preliminary engineering means that I'm going to support getting it done no matter what the hit on the other budgets,
right,
no matter what the results to Old Town.
I think we're all there.
I think this, I'm trying to shape this idea of Commissioner Saltzman's into something more like,
what if we
create a backup plan?
What if we report back to council within 6 months whether or not we think we need a backup plan, as opposed to...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm sitting here today thinking we need a backup plan. I don't know what...
As opposed to waiting an entire year.
What would be different if we start that process now, so that when that decision is made in the future...
Prudent use of public resources. I mean, we won't know. We'll get into the 35%. Preliminary engineering, and we'll know how things are going. I'm just offering it as an option. I'm concerned about sending the message that this is not a, in terms of a direction, subject to 35% engineering that would show that our assumptions are way off, and they're going to be off to a certain degree because it's low confidence. We won't know how much off until 35% is done. We've hired, in coming to these numbers, we worked with folks that construct streetcars, and we hired outside, as you heard from Roland, we hired outside independent estimators. They could be wrong, I guess, but I don't want to send the message that this issue is still in play until there's a reason for it not to be in play. So I appreciate your sentiment, but I also share the concern that it doesn't resolve the issue potentially.
Well, it doesn't resolve the issue if we get down to 35% and it's too expensive and we're not willing to pay for it either.
Did I hear you say, Commissioner, that you're willing to sort of put some money in there for some design work that would then give us another avenue if this does not work out for any reason?
That's a concept I'm exploring. I'd like to figure out how it all.
So what is the true? I mean, I heard 500,000, then I heard 3.2 million. What's the cost to do that?
The 3.2 million would be to go through the design phase, which he's estimated $500,000, and then going on and spending another up to 2.6 for the preliminary engineering.
So the 500,000 for design development.
I think design development.
And what are you asking for that piece? Design development.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. At least I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
I'm comfortable landing there.
So it would be the $500,000 to get the option.
And would it be clear that in first position is the couplet, and that's our backup? In your mind, Commissioner Saltzman?
Sure, but you know, I think subject to the comments of Commissioner Stinn about trying to figure out, you know, the issues between sort of the Emerson School and 12th or 13th. Yeah, I'm willing to go there.
Okay, so that the couplet is the priority, and that this other initial design work would be done as a backup plan. But it is the policy of the council to move forward with the couplet subject to...
Just like it was in 2002. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman.
Do you have some language?
Then it therefore be it further resolved that the council directs the Office of Transportation to proceed with preliminary design work for the enhanced alternative option.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Are you writing, Lindley? Okay, can you repeat that? Okay, so be it further resolved.
To proceed with preliminary design work for the enhanced, and I'm not entirely sure.
Enhanced existing option, which is a defined option in the plan, as a backup option.
Commissioner Adams, in terms of what I think is there's some consensus around wanting to do some more work on particularly the school, Emerson School and those spots. Can that be done as part of the preliminary engineering?
Yep.
Okay, so we don't need it.
We can note that as our legislative intent. And also with the brewery blocks.
Sam, may I also suggest that your staff had prepared some very technical amendments,
right,
that you might want to move those at the same time that there were some missing
so
words here and there?
So if I could pass out the technical amendments.
And then I would like, if it's not there already, to have maybe something along the lines of, now therefore be it resolved that the couplet is will not be undertaken without the streetcar.
That's fine.
That's not very technical language, but.
How does the Central City planning process fit in that?
Yeah, so I mean, mine was something like, the thought I had was something, the simple version would be the couplet will not be built without the streetcar, and the streetcar will be, you know, worked into the Central City plan. I think it works on the timing. In order for the couplet to be built, to move forward, it must include a streetcar that is integrated into the Central City plan update. I mean, something like that.
And what's that timeline?
Well, that leaves the project, I think, in a further level of limbo.
I don't think so, because we're 3 years out on the Central City Plan update, and the broad brushstrokes on it are going to start taking shape long before that. I mean,
but you're saying that if the project can't go forward without the streetcar, but the streetcar is dependent upon the Central City Plan saying that this is where the streetcar should go, then it sort of negates the citywide streetcar planning process I have had underway for 6 months.
Well, but this now we're going to start arguing, because that process should be integrated with planning. There should be, so that shouldn't be a problem. There should be, the planning should then say in the Central City Plan that they're going to recognize that process. I mean, that's what I'm saying, is what I don't want to get to is a Central City Plan that doesn't characterize this as the right place to put a streetcar, but we're funding it because I tied it to the couplet.
I guess, to be honest,
I'm saying those things have to all come together before we spend the money, and I'm a supporter of this, and I think they should come together, and I'm going to push all of the sides to start working on how to make this work rather than...
But if, to be blunt, if there's a lack of support in the Planning Bureau and with the Planning Commission, and it doesn't move forward, this particular streetcar option, talk to me about how that would work.
Well, and I don't know exactly how we're going to do it, but I think that, you know, probably it's the mayor should convene this council and the Planning Commission and, frankly, the Design Commission and some of the transportation elements into some kind of meeting to talk about, okay, how do we get this thing to the next? I believe this thing can be a huge winner and can be something that minimizes the negative sides to people. I mean, there'll be some downside for sure,
why
but we've got to get some of these pieces together.
Why does us having a decision tying the couplet with the streetcar and then conditioning that on being integrated into the Central City Plan, why does this somehow weaken that process?
I don't know that it does. I guess I could just ask the counter-rhetorical question, you know, why wouldn't, if this council wants to do this and if it makes the kind of sense that everybody's saying it makes, why wouldn't it end up in the Central City Plan? And if it doesn't, we ought to have some real red flags. I mean, we're doing a Central City Plan update. We're spending a lot of money on it. It ought to sync up with our Burnside Cooch plan. And if it doesn't, we need to have it out somehow. I mean, the council should not ever be in the position of saying, well, what if the Planning Bureau doesn't go along with this? We need to get the two processes together.
I'm not worried about the Planning Bureau. I mean, there are a lot of forces beyond the Planning Bureau that are focused in on this, and I just assume resolve that part now. I mean, the Planning Bureau, the Planning Commission are not my issues.
I'm not persuaded of. I'm persuaded that my amendment's good. We could.
I support that.
I mean, I'm totally open to wordsmithing it, Sam, to try and get it so that it gets to what you're trying to do.
But are you intentionally given a second bite at the apple to, as that plan is developed, or is?
I'm intentionally pushing both sides into a ring that they don't get out of by going around each other. I mean, to be blunt. I mean, let's be blunt about what's going on. We've got a Planning Bureau that's trying to undermine this project.
Yes.
We've got design commissioners who I think are very, very good saying you're not quite there yet, but you're getting close. And we've got potentially, which is not what Commissioner Adams is trying to do, but we've both been through this before, a project that we can't pull back once we start it. And I want to put those elements into the same ring is a little too gladiatorial. I want to put them into the old, you can't come out of the room until you're shaking hands and get this thing figured out. But I'm putting a huge, in my proposal, I'm putting a huge set of parameters around it that says we're voting to do the couplet with the streetcar. And it's not sending a signal to the Planning Commission, the Design Commission, that if you go out and try and say what we're going to do is undermine putting in this couplet, that you're going to be super successful. It's saying we want you to come back with a way
that this all works. Okay.
You know, I mean, that's what I think is.
So can you incorporate that into, are you comfortable incorporating with what you just said, that last sentence you said into a motion?
And
that we're sending the message that we want to adopt the couplet and have the streetcar be part of that, and we want that to be integrated into the Central City Plan.
And at the same time, you know, I think what we're saying, you know, to the transportation side of the world is let's do some design work on Burnside. Let's make sure that this council doesn't find itself in a position that if things aren't what they appeared today, when we've done no engineering, that we really have nowhere to go except to keep paying the bill.
Right. No, I hear that, too. Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to put some parameters on both sides.
Right.
I don't know if I can put that into a motion.
I second it.
Did you get that, Sam?
What is the language to integrate? You're going to have to say it again.
Okay. My short version was, but then I expanded on it. So Randy, help me here because you were helping me expand. I said, you know, therefore be it resolved that the couplet will not be built without the streetcar, without a streetcar that is integrated into the Central City Plan. That's the short version.
That couplet will not be built
without a streetcar that's integrated into the Central City Plan. And I'd remind the council that we adopt the Central City Plan.
Right. But I would also want to think that I think that's fine, but maybe another sentence that said something to the effect that is the intention of the council that the couplet with the streetcar be integrated into the Central City Plan, because your language sounds as though you're actually just inviting another bite at the apple. I think you need to make clear if your intent is to send a message that we want the streetcar integrated into the couplet and then that to be part of the larger Central City Plan. I think we need to say that.
Right.
So be it resolved that the couplet will be built, will not be built without the streetcar, and that the streetcar couplet will be integrated into the Central City Plan. Is that what you meant?
I mean, that sounds, yeah, that sounds like what we were saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And, I mean, you could add into that one another sentence that said, directs, enhanced design work should be done on...
We got that one.
Oh, we already have
on
one.
The backup. Yeah, so those two kind of go together. It's kind
we already got that one.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it, Lindley?
Yeah, may I walk through these just to make sure I've got all the different amendments that we
have on the
table? Why don't
you do the technical ones as
even
well.
The technical ones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the first paragraph, which is adopt the West Burnside Couch Alternatives Report and direct the Office of Transportation to begin preliminary engineering, comma, this is new language, next fiscal year as funds become available. And then the remainder stays the same. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Whereas, there are two words added in the middle of that and an order to clarify the meaning of that. The third to last whereas on page 2, which begins, whereas in response to the recommendations recently issued by the Peak Oil Task Force, assembled by Commissioner Saltzman and the Office of Sustainable Development, the Office of Transportation has undertaken analysis indicating, then delete the remainder of the sentence, and it shall read, that this project alternative has the least environmental impact in terms of carbon emissions and energy consumption of all those studied, colon, and.
I guess I would want to add the word appears to have the least impact. I mean, I noticed the DKS study was still stamped draft. It wasn't final, and this has all been done in a relatively quick amount of time, so I'd say appears to have.
Okay. I'll add that in. The first, now, therefore, be it resolved, amended as per Commissioner Adams, replacing the word 19th two times with 15th and adding at the end with options for streetcar on either Couch or Burnside from Northwest 15th to Northwest 19th. The following, be it therefore resolved, adds at the end, in fiscal year 07-08, when funding will be secured. The third, be it resolved, adds, develop cost estimates of a stronger confidence level. It adds, and a funding strategy. I think probably following that makes sense for the second amendment that was proposed tonight. Be it further resolved that Council directs the Office of Transportation to proceed with preliminary design work for the enhanced existing Burnside option as a backup option. And then the final amendment, we can add it on the end or wherever you choose, Commissioner Stinn. Let's put it at the end because that's where it's written now. Be it further resolved that the couplet will not be built without a streetcar, and that the streetcar couplet will be integrated into the Central City Plan.
would it sort of keep things simpler and purer if one of the in parentheses therefore be resolved that we're going to carry it across a Burnside Bridge to Southeast 12th? Is that part of this preliminary engineering to do the work up to Southeast 12th and Burnside?
That's in a separate action that'll come forward. We're just doing the west side right now. This is just a resolution on the west side.
So would it be cleaner to take out the reference to taking it to the Burnside, across the Burnside Bridge to Southeast 12th?
It would be cleaner, and we can come back with that one if you want.
You're suggesting taking it out?
Yes.
The parenthetical, and ultimately across Burnside to Southeast 12th.
We'll come back on the east side, and that's fine. So I just wanted...
Why would we... I'm trying to get why we would take it out.
Talk to us. You and ultimately across the Burnside Bridge to the 12th.
I'm trying to, Mayor Potter, understand why you would want to take that out.
Because this is about doing a preliminary engineering for the west side Burnside-Cooch couplet, and that this references taking it to Southeast 12th Avenue. And I think it just complicates the fact that this is about a preliminary engineering study of the west side. And that just brings in a whole new area that we've not discussed.
Okay. So does that in some way, though, call into question the prior position we took 5 years ago to have the couplet begin at 12th? And then go west to 15th.
Oh, I see. Good point. I see. I thought that was related. All right. Commissioner Saltz or Leonard makes a good point. I would suggest we keep it in there.
I mean, we're not going to spend any money as a result of that, right?
Right.
In this engineering, but I think it is important to at least have a document that reflects the intent of the council.
I think that's right. I agree. I'm getting tired. I have a clarifying question that Roland just handed me a note. The timeline that we've seen on the Central City Plan is a 3-year timeline, and we're trying to get the preliminary engineering done on this within a year. So how do we deal with that?
Well, I think, you know, and I'll leave it to you to do it. I think there has to be some work between, which sounds like it's already there, but between your team and planning to integrate your streetcar planning process with the Central City Plan. I mean, when we did the PDC kind of enhanced budget process this year with Commissioner Saltzman and I were working directly on, we actually worked with Gil and basically made some decisions that certain things were going to be recommended into the Central City Plan so that they wouldn't be debated as much. And I wouldn't say we just recommended in, but I would think we could come up with a year process where that gets front-ended into that conversation without...
I support that.
Without, shorting any conversation that ought to be had.
So your intent would be that this be accelerated in the formulation of the Central City Plan so that if some decision needed to be made on financing, it could be made before the final...
I think we need to sit down with planning and really talk through the real timing and milestones of the Central City Plan, because there's a whole bunch of things that are coming in the Central City Plan that we can't reasonably wait until 3 years from now to make any decisions on. The issue of height in some of the key areas where things are ready to go cannot sit for 3 more years until we make any decisions. On the same token, we need to know when we make some of those decisions that they're at least reasonably compatible with where the Central City Plan is headed. And we ought to be able to do some analysis with Gil of which things, you know, we could really... And then there's some things that really should just hold off. So, like, for example, on the PDC budget planning, I'll be very brief. We made a recommendation that's coming back to the council and to PDC that we extend the River District into Old Town, which pretty much everybody's been thinking about. I don't think the Central City Plan process needs to debate that forever. And the clock is ticking. We need to do that. We also made a recommendation that after we shut down South Park Blocks and downtown Waterfront, we look at a new urban renewal district. So instead of having 3, we have 2. Where that second one goes needs a full public debate and probably will take 3 years. You know, and I think both of those could fit into the central city plan process, even though you kind of have some certainty on one sooner than later. This is probably a middle ground kind of thing, right?
Well, like
it should take a year or whatever.
Bring in the Planning Commission, Planning Bureau, and Design Review together to discuss that.
We've been, our project on citywide rail strategy, which has included the central city and the rest of the city, because you got to look at the entire city when you're looking at a citywide rail strategy. That is a partnership project that's been underway between PDOT and planning. So I think that if our legislative intent is to get that integration within the next year, I think it's very doable. So,
and we do have issues coming up in China, town, Old Town, Chinatown, relative to height that may impact. I don't know how much Betsy knows anything about that.
But I do just...
that's out in the process, but that's...
For the record, I'm following up on that. I mean, I'm very concerned that the vibe I'm getting from planning is that a lot of things have to stop for the next 3 years until we get the central city plan done. And I want to move forward on the central city plan, but 3 years and $6 million is a long time and a lot of money. So
I think we're sending some direction tonight about
the rail piece of it. Sounds good. Ready to vote?
Commissioner Adams, we would need a motion and a second on the set of amendments first.
So moved.
Second.
Call the vote.
This is on which amendments? The technical amendments?
All the amendments.
All the ones, including the ones we just crafted?
Yep.
Okay.
I think our vote caller disappeared.
We wore her out.
Time to go home.
Do you suppose that's my job in lieu of the clerk?
Pardon?
Starting with you, yes. Commissioner Adams.
In alphabetical order. Ready to call the roll on the amendment.
Amendment. Okay. That was moved by Commissioner Sten and seconded by Commissioner Leonard.
Yes.
Mr. Sten, I think, seconded it.
Well, that was
I moved
there
it.
Wasn't, yeah. There was an earlier motion.
There was then. An earlier motion, yeah.
Okay. We've combined them all into a new motion.
Okay. And this
big
was
motion. Super motion.
And moved by Commissioner Adams.
Okay. Seconded by Commissioner Sten.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
We're done?
We're not done, folks.
No. We still have two more hours.
You may be done, but we're not done.
We still have to vote on the resolution.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Well, I want to thank everyone who appeared today to testify. I want to thank the City Council for their work on this very complicated issue and for the amendments offered. I think that we can work with them. This moves forward the concept that will go through preliminary engineering. And I want to thank Bill Hoffman, Lloyd Lindley, the stakeholder advisory group, Gwen Baldwin, and especially my senior policy director for transportation, Roland Chapowski, who worked very, very hard on this issue for the past 2 years. Thank you for your good work. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Leonard?
Well, with testimony on this actually didn't begin today at 3. It began this morning at about 9:30. Mm-hmm. Our first person that signed up for public testimony was a young man who came in and had written kind of a little poem about the couplet that wasn't necessarily complimentary. But it did get me, he referred to it as gritty. And he said he liked it because, Burnside, because it was gritty. And it did make me pause and kind of reminisce a little bit. When I was growing up in high school, we would oftentimes go downtown to what was then known as the Espresso Cafe. Tom Potter, probably as a young officer, chased us out of there a couple times, I'm sure, in about 1966, 1967, which was right around the corner from the Crystal Ballroom that exists now. And I won't get into what we did while we were down there, but we certainly enjoyed ourselves. And here about 2 months ago, my wife and I went to an event at the Crystal Ballroom, and then when we were leaving, we walked around to Burnside, and I had one of those moments that you have sometimes when you smell a familiar smell or you see something that you haven't thought of a long time ago, and I looked straight down Burnside towards the Burnside Bridge from, I guess that's 13th or 14th, right there where the Crystal Ballroom is, and I just had a flashback. It looked exactly like it did 40 years ago. I mean, it was precisely the way it looked 40 years ago. And there's a part of me that's very nostalgic about that that I thought was really cool. But as we walked, we actually walked across the street to go to the CD store, I realized that although it looked the same, it was quite different. I mean, in later years, I worked at Blitz when I was going to Portland State, and the neighborhood was no place that you would want to hang out in by any means at all on that side of Burnside where Blitz was. And here just while I was running for the city council the first time in 2002, there was an event at the Wyden and Kennedy building. I remember Sam was there with Mayor Katz. It was quite an event, and I'd never been into their offices before, and I went and I stood out on the balcony at Wyden and Kennedy. I don't know if everybody knows where that is, but overlooking basically at 2002 what the Pearl had developed into, and somebody came up and said, "Doesn't this look nice?" I said, "Well, you have no idea." "You have absolutely no idea," because this was a really crime-ridden area and an area people didn't want to be in at all. And it went from that to, and even as I speak here in 2007, I'm not even describing what I was looking at in 2002. So I recognize that development and change is a very difficult thing for people. There are parts of it that are very difficult for me to actually be able to have a vote on doing something that's going to change the way Burnside looks is a hard thing to do. On the other hand, I think Commissioner Adams has done a good job and has persuaded me that Burnside is dangerous for people. I think we heard people testifying tonight that the dangers of Burnside for them and their children. I understand that this doesn't help those on Cooch, but hopefully, and I think I really like the way Commissioner Sten was framing this as he began crafting some of these debates, that Burnside is too dangerous and we're trying to reduce the danger. Cooch, there are those who like it the way it is and don't want to increase the danger. And I really think this discussion we're having is a good example of how good ideas come from these kinds of debates that we have in the community. And I think we've hit it right. I think this mix of a couplet with a streetcar hopefully will not confirm any of those that are living there now's fears about what the increase in traffic will do. I actually don't think it will. I think it will be an improvement dramatically overall for the whole area. I have watched very carefully Commissioner Adams' process as he has developed this proposal, and I will say that for those who are criticizing him here tonight about either his motives or his process, you didn't help your case very much with me. Certainly think each of us deserve to be criticized when we do something wrong. He has done this right, and he has absolutely been inclusive and absolutely beyond what I am actually capable of, had more processes than he should have been rightly required to do, but he has done that. And I think as a result, we have a plan. I know not everybody's happy with it, but I think it's a solid plan that comes out of the community that balances a number of interests in an area, by the way, that 10 years from now or even 5 years from now we're not going to recognize. And I've been privy to see it, to have some insight into some of what's planning to happen real soon. So once again, I think the Portland City Council has stepped up to the plate and is doing the right thing. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank all the time and effort, Commissioner Adams, Transportation Planning Commission, citizens have put into this issue and in drafting the proposal that we're now ready to pass. I think we all agree that Burnside needs a change that creates a safer place for pedestrians and bicyclists, a change that provides a business-friendly environment and that facilitates greater connections between Northwest and Southwest Portland. And, you know, and I hope we can do that change without sacrificing the integrity of an established neighborhood, admittedly established in the last 4 or 5 years, but it's become a vibrant and bustling level of street activity, and I think streetcar combined with this couplet will keep that level of change, keep it livable. Nevertheless, you know, my concerns about cost do dictate my support for bringing forward the existing Burnside alternative a little further before we totally dismiss it. We have a lot of priorities, spending priorities associated with transit, East Side Loop, the Milwaukee Light Rail Line, the Lake Oswego Line, and we have a lot of competing demands for urban renewal dollars. And so I think it's incumbent upon us at this level of cost estimates to be prudent and not put, you know, all of our eggs really in the streetcar couplet proposal at this point until we find out truly what kind of money we're looking at. So I think this is a balanced resolution, and I'm pleased to support it, and I'm confident that we'll get to something that makes as many people happy as possible. Aye.
Stan.
I think I've said my piece. I just want to thank all the advocates for very good and a good piece of work on all sides, and I appreciate the thoughtfulness that you brought to it, and I want to thank Commissioner Adams and his team for doing it's a time to thankless job. Thank you. Aye.
And I want to thank Commissioner Adams and his team, as well as all these good folks who came in to testify on both sides. It's not an easy issue to resolve. And I want to make sure that as we move down the road that we do have a good financial plan for this, that it's consistent with what we want to do as Central City, as well as understanding that Portland's future is really tied to Burnside, and that it is a defining street for us. So I support this course of action, and we'll be looking forward to the results. Vote aye. We are adjourned until 2:30 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, good job. 2:30?
Yes, there it is.
2:30.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to do? Do you want to?
If this is how you have it, I'll take that, and then I'll run it by Roland and maybe Bill.
Rewrote this one because I changed so many
times. Okay.
So all, yeah, obviously, all of his changes.
Okay.
That one. Yeah. I said delete it. And then they said don't delete it. This one has a few abbreviations. It's a with preliminary.
Okay,
you
right over here.
That out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that one's spelled out.
Okay.
Had it.
Okay. All right. You're out Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, I'll review it. I have a meeting at Metro in the morning.
Okay.
And then with this, I'm probably going to stay.
Okay.
Oh,
nice. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and email it to you, and you enroll it, and then you can check it before we send it out. Thank you, Lindley, for getting all that. Oh, my goodness. the captioning people were calling, wondering how long, because they have to switch captioners if it goes longer. And I told her, I think we're almost done. I'm sorry. Where's Carla? The one time, you know, I only left twice, and the one time, like, I know, when I need to be here. Oh, I know.
Come up and change it.
Be careful.
Which market are we talking about?